CRISPR babies, Martian colonies, impacts of climate change. Science is all over the news. Scientific research impacts our lives every single day, so we are constantly curious as to what new discoveries are being made. We turn to reporters, teachers, social media, and even podcasts to translate the nitty-gritty details of scientific discovery into something comprehensible and easily digestible. But what exactly is science communications, and how do you do it? From the University of Central Florida in Orlando, I'm Rachel Wimmer, and this is Research Decoded. Great science communication happens when you can transmit your message clearly and concisely so that it's understood. It's about engaging your audience and the so what and why does it matter of your research. When done effectively, you can communicate your research beyond your peers to build support for science, promote understanding of its wider relevance to society, and encourage more informed decision making. Though public communication may seem very different from scholarly communication, the strategies that guide effective messaging are very similar. Using your identified goals and knowledge of your audience, you can craft a strong, engaging message. There are four main obstacles to communicating science: public perceptions of scientists, scientists' perceptions of the public, low public scientific literacy rates, and the jargon-filled, uncertain language used by scientists. On this season of Research Decoded, we're teaching you how to overcome a number of these obstacles and give you the tools necessary to get the word out about your research. Hear from colleagues at UCF and science communication professionals in the Orlando area about how you can deliver a strong scientific message to local and national audiences. From structuring and framing your message to identifying audiences and an array of platforms that can be used to communicate your research, we're walking you through it all. Stay tuned. More episodes are coming soon.